Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. Has the universe changed? Has Sandy and Sherry's voice changed? No. Chad Stevens in for SNS. They are vacationing, and I have the pleasure of having Sherry's sister, Kelly Cook, here with us from Plants for All Season. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We can do this.
We can do this.
Yes.
Yes.
It's amazing that, you know, a way we wake up, I have to do this radio show, which I love doing.
Yes.
And then go outside, and it's been raining, and it's cooler. It's wonderful.
Finally.
Finally. I know.
That was a rough little patch we just came out of. Or some people haven't even come out yet.
Yeah, I know.
My house hasn't had rain.
And that's the amazing part. You saw on the weather that this big front come through, and people didn't get rain.
Yeah, it was wild. We call my neighborhood the Bermuda Triangle. We'll never rain there.
That's too bad. But
I know.
For the people that did get some rain, that's good for you.
Yes.
And good for your plants.
And we got it at the store. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Because,
dragging those hoses. It's getting old.
Yeah, you got to keep up on that over there.
You do. It's kind of where you make your money.
Yeah.
Live plants.
Is.
I don't know.
So anyway, I guess the question for a lot of people that did get rain.
Yes.
People that hadn't got it, they're same old pretty much for them.
Yes.
But what is it that, if they got a good inch or so, is that enough to kind of carry them?
For a few days, maybe.
Really?
Because it's not penetrating. It's still
running off.
Yeah. It's just not getting where it needs to go just yet. It's not getting deep enough yet.
How long does it take for a good rain to kind of soak down in like it's supposed to?
It takes a lot because we've gotten so dry that it just can't get down to where it needs to go. So how long? I don't know. How many inches?
Yeah.
Every square inch of soil is going to have different percolation rates. So we need more.
So this is where the best choice lawns would come in.
Absolutely.
To aerate your,
yes,
your lawns and your,
yep,
your, I mean, tilling. Do you want to till around your, in your garden beds?
No, I mean, you want to just kind of loosen it up a little bit, but add in some good compost and things like that. But definitely in the lawn area, aeration would be huge fall. Oh, my God. After this? Yeah.
Cement-like dirt.
Yes. And then they top dress with a good compost. It's, that would be really something to think about doing this fall.
Yeah. That would also help the compost and stuff get into the soil.
Correct.
Because you have these holes and it fall into there.
Yeah, I think that's a big mistake a lot of people make is they'll aerate and they don't backfill the holes. And then you just have
holes.
Dry. And they dry out.
Dry
and so
holes.
Air's just going deeper and drying it out quicker.
Absolutely. Well, our phone number is 281-833-3333. And we've already got Renee on the phone and she wants to ask a question already. Renee, good morning. You have a question for Kelly.
Hey, good morning. Thank
good morning.
You. Appreciate it. So my question, I'm going to preface it, is preventative fungicide. So the short story is I got a soil test from A&M. They said, hey, you're deficient in nitrogen, potassium. So I asked them, I said, you know, that brown patch is around the season, around the corner. Should I be putting nitrogen down? Yep, no problem. So, like an idiot, I did it anyway. I put it down 2 days ago.
Okay.
Almost a pound. Because I'm thinking, let me look at the forecast. Oh, we're still in the 90s until the end of the month. Maybe I'm safe.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the nighttime temperatures for the next few days. We're in the 60s.
Right.
And my question is, should I be putting preventative fungicide down now instead of waiting?
Since you know your patches where you typically get it, you could go ahead and treat those areas. It's not like you need to do the whole yard, but treat those spots where you typically see your brown patch. Because I will say, even though I have not received rain at my house, I water like a normal person. And backing out of my driveway yesterday, I saw my brown patch already popping up just from the humidity. It's, I've got this one spot. So I'm going to treat mine with compost this time and just top dress that area rather than putting heavy fungicide out and try and just build up a healthier microbial activity in my soil so that my good fungus will fight my bad fungus. You know, fungicides can be really strange in the soil. They can kill a lot of your beneficial microbes. So, yes, you could put down just a regular, you know, fungicide like Heritage or something like that, or even you can spray your fungicides. But over time, if you really want to get rid of it, you've got to work on your soil. And I know we talk about that on the show a lot, but that might be something for you to start considering in those areas.
Right. So even though the days are at 90 degrees,
yes,
it still doesn't prevent.
No. No, there's no real preventing it until you get to the root of the problem, which is the spores are there in the soil. And when conditions are favorable, they're going to pop up. Fungicides are really more you treat after. They're more as you're having the issue, you would treat them. There's not really good fungicides that you would do for the lawn that would be a true preventative. They may be around for a little bit, but they're not going to stop you from having fungus because the fungal spores are always there. You just want to beat it down to where there's not as many.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Renee. Appreciate the call. At 281-833-3333, feel free to call in about any question that you have today. We'll help you out. Well, Kelly will help you. I'll just point
I'll
at
try.
Her.
I'll try. I may be wishing for my sister.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So we have one of our people that work here, Letha, has a friend who has citrus plant that has a problem. And we've got a picture up on our Facebook page. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
Get ready for fall and the holidays at the Fall Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Inspiration and home improvement ideas from right where you live. Our show is full of local pros who can help with floors, kitchens, baths, tile, lighting, windows, and doors, a mega home theater with 100-inch screen, and so much more. Enjoy special guest appearances and get interior design and renovation advice from expert Diane Cowan. It's all this weekend at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe. Get your tickets at TexwoodShows.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It's almost fall here along the Gulf Coast. Time for second spring, the best time to garden in our area. Temperatures are dropping, rain is increasing, and pests and disease are diminishing. We have a good 3 months of garden. So to help you get started, our nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. This includes herbs and veggies, but not aquatics, citrus, fruiting trees, and interior plants. The sale is good until October the 1st. It's time to get out of summer hibernation and plant now. Your plants will become established and ready for next summer. So remember, nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find it. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. It's Chad in for Sandy and Sherry. We have Kelly from Plants for All Season here, and we are answering your questions, 281-833-3333, and people have some questions about citrus. Oh,
yes.
My. You saw this picture we have up on our Facebook
page. I did. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah. So let me, for people that don't have Facebook or can't get to their phones, Megan says, does anyone know who or what is doing this to my lemons? And let me tell you, this is, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a grapefruit that the animal was chewing on. It has brown spots and looks like craters of brown ook. What do you think it is? Or you know what it
does. Well, it looks like citrus canker, which is no bueno.
Ooh.
It's not good.
Not good.
Not good. No.
Where would this stuff come from?
That in particular, I'm not sure if it's insect or fungus started, but it's not good.
And so if you have this on your fruit on your lawn, in your backyard, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, most of the time you actually destroy the tree.
No kidding. Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
It spreads?
It can spread. It's very contagious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Whew. Not good.
And if it's on one plant, one fruit.
Right.
And it's early, I'm guessing.
It is early. I have seen where people will try and cut off just that limb to try and save it, but it's pretty risky because you're risking everybody's citrus.
True.
When you have
that's
that.
Right.
You know, you could have neighbors that have citrus, you could give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
And the state of Texas doesn't want that spreading around to all their citrus crops.
I would say that's a good absolutely true.
Yeah. Citrus is a heavily regulated crop.
How do you know that you're getting this? I mean, this is to the point where, I mean, if you hadn't seen this, it's probably on a lemon, probably an inch or two large.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really bad, right?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
How do you know it's starting if you see it?
It starts with small little circles
on
the fruit and then just expands out to that gross scab thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you see that, I must say if you catch it early, but.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, it's just risky no matter what. Really, the responsible thing to do would be, unfortunately, to.
And you want to burn the tree? I mean, if you take it somewhere, it's just going to.
No, well, I mean, you do destroy them. I don't think you burn them.
You don't have to burn it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I know the state goes in and
they
inspect. They've gone to some neighborhoods here in town and gotten rid of people's citrus in their yards.
And they can do
it's
that,
pretty,
I guess.
Huh? Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
I know.
So for Tom Tynan's sake, I know he has a lot of citrus.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you get, because I know Tom.
He would not be happy if you gave him canker.
Yes. Well, anyway, check out our Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros, and you can take a look at that picture of that lemon. It doesn't even look like a lemon. It looks more like a grapefruit that's just.
Whenever I first saw it on my phone, I thought it was like moldy bread. I'm like, what are they sending me?
That?
What
yeah.
is this? Yeah.
So anyway, how do you make it stop was the last question she asked.
Yeah.
And that would be just take it down.
Yeah.
This is the Ask a Pro section from our Facebook page and our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, where, of course, you can listen anytime by clicking on the Listen Now button. And then that way you don't have to keep hitting the next hour on the podcasts. I mean, podcasts are cool.
Yeah, podcasts are cool.
But if you hit the Listen Now button, you can listen to this show live, like I know some people are doing right now. But then later on in the week, you can hear this show again combined with the last show.
Right.
And it just continually
just keep
plays.
Listening.
Yeah, just keep it on there. You might catch something.
Listen to all the pros. Yes.
That's right. And we're here with Pro Kelly Cook from Plants for All Season. You can ask her a question, 281-833-3333. We're talking about the weather, and there's still some rain in the forecast today.
I know.
You still have a shot.
There's still a chance for my house.
And we're going to talk about planting for the fall.
Yes.
When we come back here to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey.
Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Landscaper's Pride, one of our favorites.
Yes, and you know, Landscaper's Pride has a fabulous compost called Healthy Soil Compost.
Yay.
That you could put out that would change the structure of that soil. But another thing you could do is add it to your fall vegetable garden, because fall is my favorite time to garden in Houston.
Because you can get so much done.
Yeah. So adding a good layer of compost to the top of your garden beds is going to be the best thing that you can do to get started. So get out and get your compost in the garden right now.
Right.
And then we have to follow it up with a good layer of mulch. And
the Black Velvet.
Black Velvet is a great mulch. But, you know, Landscaper's Pride has 27 different bagged products. So they have other mulches you could do. They have a beautiful cedar mulch, a pine bark mulch. So if you wanted to kind of diversify and change things up, other than the Black Velvet, there's other products that you could get. You know, if there's a look you're going for, or a benefit from a different type of mulch, like acidification, or cedar has a slight insecticidal quality to it, so it'll repel some insects as well. So there's always a product, you know, when you have 27 bag goods.
Right, right. And don't be overwhelmed, because they're very specific. I mean, it's a wonderful company just north of Houston, and
20 years in business.
Yeah.
So you know they can do something right, right?
Right. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride products. Just ask one of the pros as you walk into the landscape, into any of our Home Show Garden Pros, and they can guide you on Landscaper's Pride, because we all love it. Love the products.
And they have the Gardener's Magic, their landscape mix, and their crafted soils. So they are blended with high quality products to perform different...
Right, a specific task.
Yeah.
Which I
absolutely.
Love.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Landscaper's Pride. We love their products.
Yep. For more information on Landscaper's Pride, you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Sandy and Sherry. Chad with Kelly here from Plants for All Season. Good morning. Chance of rain today. High of not 100. And we're taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Tony is on the line. Good morning, Tony. Got a question for Kelly.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have large, huge oak trees in my yard, and they are... I'm losing them left and right, mostly to the drought. But is there something I need to do, or maybe a call an arborist? Because I've had some fall over, and then some of them just die and lose their limbs and leaves in like 3 weeks.
Yes, that you definitely do want to bring in an arborist or a tree service. Which, Chad, what were we talking about?
Yes, the Woodlands Tree Experts, our brand new sponsor here at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, good. I live in Porter, so they're not too far from me.
Awesome.
So a follow-up question, what is a good tree for this area, because I'm originally from Alabama, that's pretty fast-growing and provides a lot of shade?
Your fast-growing trees are going to be more your deciduous trees, like your red oaks, your water oaks are semi-deciduous, they're fast-growing, and red maples. Your little blooming trees and things, just depending how much shade you need to get, you could do something tall and blooming like a Natchez crepe myrtle. That gets 30 foot, but it just depends on how big you want to go, and anything deciduous is going to be faster-growing than your evergreen trees.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Once again, the Woodlands Tree Experts are a brand new tree expert sponsors, and that's Ed. Ed's a great guy. We're going to try to get him on the phone next hour, see if he can tell us more about what's going on with trees after this drought and everything. Or you can just go to thewoodlandstreeexperts.com And the phone number will be there so you can give him a ring.
Awesome.
There you go, trees. Yeah, he was in the other day, and he was saying trees can soak up the water.
All the water. It's crazy.
And that's why if you have grass underneath there, it's like...
The grass is like little guppies gasping for air.
So you might want to, you know, if you have trees, give them an extra dose of some water because they're going to be needed because they...
Definitely.
...take it away from everything else.
Yeah.
281-833-3333 is the phone number. And... when you have all this this rain coming down and everything, and we still have all the brown stuff from when the grass died and everything.
The thatchy stuff?
Yeah, the thatchy stuff.
Okay.
I notice a lot of people's lawns just have brown here and then really nice green over here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people's sprinklers were missing areas or soil compaction because, like we said earlier in the show, the soil's not consistent from spot to spot, so it can bind up and... certain areas more than others, or you get more sun on certain spots and it cooks it. Basically,
yeah, I'm thinking that's what it was because, you know, right where the
like the street is, the sidewalk. Yeah. Oh yeah, mine looks lovely right now.
And some people's lawns are different than others, and
correct.
And I don't really see the neighbors, you know, doing anything to theirs.
But. Right. We all say that my neighbor does nothing and their grass looks better. Right. But I mean, it is. It's the soil. It's how you water. It's how long you water. There's so many factors, and it is what you feed with, and when you feed, and how you feed.
So we're going to go over this again. So what about the? How long do you do it? Do you do one long splurge twice a week, or do you do shorter ones?
Well, Chad, we're under water restrictions. That's all we can do right now.
Well, yeah, I know. But I know you don't want it to run off because that's right. That defeats the purpose.
So, I mean, some people will do the soak first and then do a normal watering after that. So like a pre-soak like you do on your laundry. You can do that for the soil, get it a little, you know, a little moisture, and then give it your normal watering, trying to get it to take in and soak in and not run off so bad.
Yeah. The way I know whether or not I have a good amount of moisture in my soil is my pergola.
Okay. And what is this going to be about?
The one I built like, you know, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I have one pole that it doesn't fit right. So what happens is the patio sinks and then it just swings because it gets so low.
Because the wood just shrinks up so much.
No, not the wood. The patio goes down. And then it just kind of swings there because it broke the connection with the attachment to the cement.
Okay, to the cement. Gotcha.
So and I guess that's a good thing because then way I know. It's not pulling the thing down at the same time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when it rains, like we had some rain.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, rub it in.
The rain lifted the patio back up, and now that thing is back on the cement again.
Crazy.
I know.
That's kind of cool. I was noticing that I could see into my neighbor's yard more easily because the fence boards are so dried up. Right. And I'm like, I don't want to see in there.
Good point. Good point. Anyway, if you have any questions about something that you're trying to get back or what to plant, we have fall next week.
It's coming up next
21st,
week.
21st,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. 281-833-3333. Give Kelly a ring and she'll help you out here on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. This is Chad Stevens with Kelly, and we are taking over the controls from Sandy and Sherry today. Right. Say that again.
That's right.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. I'm not pointing any fingers at our board person.
No.
That didn't turn your mic on.
But oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah.
But he turned the important one on.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm just going to let you answer all the questions
today. Okay. All right. I got it. All right. So here it is, fall. right around the corner, a week away, and I think people are itching to get their lawns and garden back into shape.
Some kind of shape.
And we had a call earlier from Renee about Brown Patch.
Yes.
And MicroLife has a great defense against Brown Patch. And it's that brown bag.
It is the brown bag, yes.
And it's a way to feed your lawn. And it's 5-1-3, which is the nitrogen's 5.
Yes, nitrogen, phosphorus, then potash.
That's right. All organic fertilizer, contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. And what it is you're adding some good fungi.
You are. You are adding the good stuff.
Instead of taking away all the fungi from an antifungal
treatment.
Yep. You're putting in some good stuff that's going to help you with the brown patch. So the brown bag is what you want to spread out. So let me get this straight then. You want to do the Humates Plus and the brown patch?
You can do both. You can do Humates anytime.
Okay.
Because there's no nitrogen in it.
All good stuff in there.
Yeah.
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 And so if you're worried about brown patch, if you have a tendency to get that on your lawn, you want to use this because now's the time before it actually happens.
Right. You could put that down now to help it along.
Right, right.
And then you also want to think about doing the Humates.
Yes.
Yes. At the same time to condition that soil.
And that's like a compost in a way.
It is.
Because it has all the good stuff in it.
Yes.
And what about, we were talking about an hour ago, they were talking fishing on the show.
On the show?
Yeah. Well, on 610.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a good fish mulch, or what is it that MicroLife has?
There's fish meal.
That's right.
Fish
and
meal.
That's supposed to be good to help your soil.
It is.
Strengthen it.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe put that down. And the good thing about all this, it doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees or not.
No, you cannot burn.
You can put this stuff down anytime.
Correct.
And the only thing you have to worry about is your pets eating it.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
it's tasty. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Plants like it. Your dogs like it.
That's
it's all
right.
good.
Yep.
So if you want to get your soil healthy with healthy plants and have the people healthy all at the same time, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite home show garden pros. And here we are, 7:32 in the morning, Chad with Kelly. And your phone is open if you have a call, 281-833-3333. No matter what you're doing, you're getting up enjoying the wet patio that you might have, or maybe not.
Your wet lawn furniture.
Wet lawn furniture. Yes. Ooh. Wow, it's been so long, I forgot what it's like. Maybe you're running, just kind of listening while you're doing your morning run.
Wow.
Getting some ideas.
People do that?
Healthy people do.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Gosh. Wow.
So from the Ask a Pro section from our website, Lori has a question. Will dogs eat leaf mold compost? Is it dangerous for them?
It is not dangerous for them unless they get a big stick, which fortunately the leaf mold compost doesn't have any big parts to it.
Oh, so the regular
mulches and soils
yeah,
and things, that's usually what they're going after, is a chew on a stick and gnaw on a stick, and then they swallow it. Yeah.
So that's the only dangerous part.
Correct.
I mean, the actual
soil. It's like licking dirt. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have anyway? Is lick dirt, eat
naughty,
dirt?
It sounds like.
Bad dog. So, yeah, I don't think the leaf post compost is a problem as much.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
they'd have to eat a lot for,
They'd
have to have, what do they call that? Pica or pica? Or,
yeah.
If you like to eat dirt.
And it just shows that you're not feeding your dog enough.
That's right. They need more minerals.
So it's all on you. It's all on you, Lori.
That's right.
Come on now. All right. So that's our great question of the day. We're looking at the, I started talking about this, the brown patches on the lawn. You know, where some people have just all brown.
Yes.
And some just have patches, and you mentioned it was,
compaction.
Compaction, mm-hmm. and a difference in watering and things like that. Is that going to come back?
It's going to take time and effort and water.
Yeah, so. But if I have St. Augustine, it'll spread.
It'll run back in.
Run back in.
Yeah.
But let's say I'm a little anxious and I don't want to wait that long. Do I get some sod and slap it down?
Of course you can. Yeah. You can sod it. There's little plugs too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, now with the sod, do I need to take all that brown stuff off first before I lay it down?
I would get some of that thatch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and loosen the soil or put down some fresh topsoil or compost, and then water, water, water.
Water, okay.
Well, yeah,
water, water.
You got to keep it. You've got the pieces of sod don't have any real roots to speak of, so you want them to
spread down.
Spread down, so you got to keep it wet for them to do that.
Yeah, I noticed when we took our flower bed and made it smaller, so we put sod like
around the edges,
that reacted differently to the grass that we already have during
because
this
it wasn't
drought.
As rooted, like right. It was trying to dry out quicker.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had to really soak that a whole lot more.
That's right.
And take care of that new grass.
Sure. It's an investment.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We've got Alan standing by. We'll get to him in just a moment here. If you have a question for us, by all means, now's the time because it gets kind of crazy in the next hour. 281-833-3333. We'll be back with Alan coming up on Sports Radio 610.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And that may be true, unless you go through a drought, and then you want to kind of water after the drought.
Yeah.
Keep things watered. I mean, normally we would be having boatloads of rain and water.
Yes, but I mean, we're coming into our normal tropical storm season.
I know. We're hoping, well, I mean.
And we don't hope.
No, you got to be careful what you hope for because,
that's right.
You know, we've had those major storms just sit on us for a while.
Yes, and we don't want that.
But we want some rain.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. And we talked earlier about Ricky over at Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Here's the thing about aerating your lawn. Who wants to do that?
No.
You know?
It's hard work.
You got that big old machine. I mean, or you can hand do it, I guess. You can punch it.
Sure, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun, too.
Yeah.
But if you get the machine, let's say you rent it, you're a DIY person, and you want to, I want to do it myself. Or maybe you have one in the garage.
Why?
I have a spray washer in my, I hate getting that thing out.
Power washer?
Power washer.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite things to do.
I like doing it, but it's like dragging it out and hooking it up.
That's true.
And if you're going to aerate your lawn, you know, I've never used that machine, but it looks scary to me.
It's heavy.
It's heavy and everything.
Yeah.
And you got to, first of all, rent it. Get it in your car or truck. Get it to your house. Figure out how to use it. And by the time you do all that, then you're too tired to actually do your lawn.
Yeah. You don't want to hit your sprinkler heads.
Oh, very good point.
Yeah, you just have to let somebody else do that.
Then they'll fix them for you.
Right, exactly.
That's right. But anyway, the point is, Ricky does lawn aeration, and he's really good at it. He's good. Think about it. He's good at poking holes in your lawn.
That's right.
And not only that, he can also take care of the top dressing.
Of the compost.
And he uses MicroLife and the top dressing. He can put the compost down. He can do all that for you. And the price is crazy good.
It's crazy good. My brother just had it done to his yard. And his results are already coming. And he had it done like 3 weeks ago.
And it helps to get that water down in the grass.
Yeah.
And what a better way. So if you don't want to do it, but you want to have it done, Ricky and his team are the best choice, and that's why they call themselves Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
Yeah.
So here's the number, in case you have a pen next to you, 713-890-9977. Pretty easy. 890-9977. Or you can learn more about them at homeshowgardenpros.com. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Alan. Alan, good morning. Got a question for Kelly.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I do. So I need y'all to try to help me figure out the name of this plant, and if you can answer some questions for me, because I could not remember the name of my plants. I wish I did. I need to keep notes. So this plant has got, like, long, stringy arms, and then it's got, like, these little pink flowers. And the plant almost has to dry out to bloom. In other words, it blooms, but it gets really drought-stricken.
Is it a shrub or just a little plant?
It's a shrub. They get real big. They get really big, like 1 foot tall.
Like an oleander?
It's not an oleander,
okay.
Because the leaves are more round.
More round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, Alan.
I was just at the store the other day, and y'all gave me the name, and then I was putting it right there, and I forgot. I was like, let's see, what is that? What else am I? Like I said, it's got these really beautiful, not pink, more like a purple-colored flower.
Plumbago?
But they said you really want to plant it kind of on a hill so it drains real good and help it bloom.
Like a blue purple, like a plumbago?
Yeah, it's kind of like a blue. It's kind of like a purple color, not really a blue color.
Okay.
Oh well, I'm gonna cut a stem off by the store.
If you
remind me again, I'll write it down.
Okay.
Yeah, take a picture and put it on our Facebook page if you can do that. Or I think there's apps out there that'll tell you what it is.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're not really good about that. But
yeah, I've tried the apps out. I don't think they're worth your time.
Well, you have an Apple phone. It doesn't work.
Stop.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't have an Apple phone, but it still don't work.
I had to get that jab in for Charlie because he's an Apple phone.
I like my Apple phone.
I know you guys do.
Okay, so I have two more questions real quick.
Sure.
One more question. So I have two more plants that are kind of in the, they're around the corner from each other. But when I planted them, I think one is a... I can't think of the name anymore. Anyway, it seems like the plant's growing good, but on the back side is like, and they're both doing the same thing. On the back side of them, there's two stems that are coming out, but they're dying.
Okay.
And just a little part of the plant, and they're both doing the same thing.
And they're the same kind of plant.
Ma'am?
They're the same kind of plant?
Yeah, they're both shrubs.
Okay. Okay.
And they're flowering shrubs.
Okay.
And they're in the shade, they're made for the shade, but of course I can't remember their name either.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering, and I've been putting the seaweed.
Okay.
I got some seaweed stuff from y'all, and I've been putting that on there, but it seems like both plants are acting the same way as far as they're dying just a little bit on the back side.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, what's the problem here?
Well, the things that would be similar to the backside is that I'm assuming you're saying the backside because they're against your house. And so the foundation from the house and that side of the plant is going to be the drier side of the plant. And maybe they're just, branch by branch trying to save themselves on that backside, or just enough light is not getting to them on that backside. So they will lose branches.
Is there something else I can add to the... Like I said, I've been doing the seaweed.
Right. Your seaweed is good. It sounds like they may be, if you said blooming shrub for shade, maybe like a camellia, which you would feed them with an acid-loving fertilizer, maybe like the MicroLife acidifier, and help flush some new growth and clip off the yucky branches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've already done that.
And then just keep up with your seaweed and just see what happens. As the temperatures cool off, you may just see things flush through and look better.
Now, on that seaweed product, I can just spray it on the leaves, correct?
You can spray it on the leaves. You can drench the soil. There's nothing you can't do with that.
Okay, because I was always thinking it will soak up
Sure.
I know that when it's humid, that you know the pores of these plants are open.
Correct.
And it will soak up a lot of it will soak up a lot of product
there. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, don't be afraid to be liberal with that whenever you want.
You put it with water though.
Yeah, right? You mix it with
mix
water.
Mix it with water.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thank you. I'll come by. I'm about to cut some of this plant off.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see what it is now. I'm usually good at guessing that plant.
I'm wondering if I cut all the blooms off now because I want to transplant it because it's big.
Uh-huh.
And I want to move it. It's in a pot, and I want to move it to the ground.
Oh, gotcha.
If it's going to come back, you know, if we're not too early to come back.
Sure. Yeah, you know, stop by the store. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros, Chad, along with Kelly Cook from Plants for All Seasons, waiting for your call. Give us one right now. Phone lines are open. Okay, we're going to talk with, Isaac is going to be on here in a second. I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to tell you where he is coming up here with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches. From pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Isaac Snoon from Spring Gardens Nursery, and I want to talk to you about recovering from this heat and preparing for the fall. We've got some great deals on trees right now. This is a great time to start planting. The weather's a little better. It's getting a little cooler. Great time to get out in your garden and do a little cleanup, bed prep, and get ready for the fall. We've got great annuals. We've got marigolds. We've got petunias, snapdragons, dianthus. And we've got a great deal on perennials such as lantana, butterfly weed. And we've got a great deal on those trees. For example, crepe myrtles, magnolias, vitex, and we still have a great deal. If you spend $200 with Spring Gardens, you get a free garden box. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Bring pictures, bring samples. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School, next to Butler House Restaurant. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Isaac. Wow. Isaac is right now probably getting ready for the Home and Outdoor Living Show in Montgomery County. He's up there. He's got booth 106. You want to go see Isaac? He's going to have some Home Show Garden Pro swag.
Oh, swaggy
he's,
swag.
He's got some bags and some water bottles he's going to hand out.
Cool.
And, he's loving it. He's having some fun gardening, tell you what. Isaac over at Spring Gardens Nursery. So check him out at the Lone Star Convention Center. That's where he's at. And he'll be there, I think, today and tomorrow. And that's booth 106, one of our Home Show Garden Pros, out and about representing. All right, if you have a question for us and Kelly, 281-833-3333. If you're wondering, like, what can I do with this? What can I do with that? What should people be looking at planting now that fall is a week away?
Trees and shrubs.
Trees are a good time.
Fall is for planting trees and shrubs. Yes. It's actually almost better than summer. I mean, spring.
Because
you're going into summer, and then that's hot and that's stressful, as we just saw.
Yeah.
And I know we had two bad winters, but in normal Houston life, winter's pretty mild and things just establish nicer.
Yeah, you can't go and put in plants by a couple of strange winters.
I mean,
you can't.
No.
You have to go with the normal.
You have to go with the normal. Yeah. I've been here my whole life. That was weird. And there's normal. We have a normal.
And you lose. You know, yeah. That's the beauty of having a garden is trying.
Yeah.
Trying something different. And that's why there's all kinds of different composts. There's different remineralizers, and they all react differently with your ground.
And there's all different plants.
That too. But if let's say people, you might want to grow some kind of vegetables. What do you think?
Well, we're heading into leafy green season.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So all of your mustard greens and broccolis and cauliflowers and cabbage and lettuce and Brussels sprouts.
Oh my.
I know. It's the fun time. So you can probably find starts in most of your stores. I know I loaded up this week, and or you can do from seed right now.
Oh, well, yeah. You could go right from seed then.
Yes.
And you still have
time.
And
they're easy and they're fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Winter vegetables are, I don't know, I enjoy them more.
Especially if you have kids. Kids just love looking at that stuff.
They
start little and then all of a sudden they grow into something big.
It's fun watching things grow, whether you're a big kid or a little kid.
Yeah, look, there's a carrot in there. What? Yeah. So if you have a question or what to plant or some suggestions, you want to plant tomatoes or whatever's on your mind and you want to know exactly how to do it, that's why Kelly's here. She's our Home Show Garden Pro, 281-833-3333. And she'll answer your questions and take care of it. Now, if you have a question you want people to help you out and you're near one of our Home Show Garden Pros, stop in with pictures or bring the plant. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Katie. You got plants for all seasons, of course, with Kelly. And you're going back there after the show, right?
I am going straight to work.
There you go. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, that's Richmond-Rosenberg area. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, that's up in Conroe at 1488 and 45. And we just heard from Isaac, Spring Gardens Nursery. They will take care of you and make sure that, they can help you with your questions. All right, got another one here from the Ask a Pro section on our website. So, James is wanting to know, what small shrubs do well in Katy?
In Katy?
Partly sunny area.
Oh, and partly sun. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you said small shrubs.
Yes, small shrubs.
I mean, there are things like your Indian hawthorns, there's boxwoods, dwarf yoponhollies, abelias, part shade. You can also do your... my brain is going to die naming plants. Dwarf azaleas, dwarf gardenias.
So there's a whole
dwarf
number.
Dwarf camellias.
A whole number of them.
Yeah, let me go aisle by aisle
from
my nursery. That is how my brain works.
I can see it how you're walking through. And may I just say that it's so organized over at Plants for All Seasons. It's wonderful.
This is why.
Yeah.
That's how my brain works.
That's right. It's all in sections. It's really great.
Yes.
So you might want to just go to one of our Home Show Garden Pros and say,
Well,
give me a plant that, you know, it's better than going to a place that has no people helping you there.
Right.
You know?
We're nice. Most of the Home Show Garden people are nice.
That's right.
We're not scary.
Wait a minute. Do you know something I don't know?
No, I was just teasing.
So you go in there and they'll suggest that as opposed to having a store that just sells stuff.
Right.
You know, you're...
and he's in Katy, so he's close to Nelson's.
Nelson's
family, oh my gosh, they're the sweetest people.
Yeah, and go see Peter and Anita and Rolf and Mary. And you go in there, you ask them that question, and they'll point you to a gazillion, like you just brought up. There's so many things.
Yes. We are not limited here. We can grow so many things.
Yeah. And, you know, while you're at Nelson, you might want to look at those cool water fountains
that
they have. And if you might want to go into getting some goldfish, or what do they call them?
Koi.
Koi, yeah. And they swim around, and kids love it. So that's another...
It's fun.
Another feature you might want to look at.
All right.
All right, look at that. We already have like an hour down.
Yay.
It's going by
I'm
so
doing
fast.
It.
You're doing it.
Yay,
you're doing it just fine. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. You'll be the first one up when we come back on Sports Radio 610.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We love to talk about Sienna mulch. They are south in Rocheron, and boy, they have loads and shipments coming in all the time of their rock and landscaping items. It is a beautiful place, Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility, and they manufacture their own premium hardwood mulch. It's family-owned. We love these family-owned businesses because they're the hardest working, and they are going to work for you. They've been around since 2009, and now it's the second generation, with Ashley, Courtney, and Mario at Sienna Mulch. So I saw they posted they had just received a huge shipment of this kitty cushion. And, you know, people are, kids are back at school, and, you know, you may have had time outside, or now it's the fall and you want to be outside more. Right. You've got play sets for your kids, or you've added something to your play set. The kitty cushion is a great underneath.
Yeah, great for your, you know, the kids' play area.
Yes.
But also great to line your pathways in your garden.
Yes, beautiful.
Nice and cushy for you to stand on when you're working.
Right, right. So that's a great idea too. I hadn't even thought about using it for the walkways also. They have mulches, soils, sands, composts, gravels, stones, you know, your typical lining your beds, but the stones and rocks are just beautiful to choose from. I've got some of the Mexican pebble, I think it's called, or something, but they're larger rocks, and they're beautiful. They're gray, and I have them kind of in between some stones in an area, and I just love it.
Yeah, and then they have all the fertilizers that we talk about.
Yes, yeah.
All the Nelson's products, lawn foods, and the MicroLife.
It is your project location.
Yes.
And they even have tools. So Sienna Mulch is in Rocheron. They also have deliveries. If you need a large load of either rocks or any of the soil or amendments or compost, they can deliver also. So Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch.
All right. Thank you, Sandy and Sherry. Chad and Kelly in for Sandy and Sherry. And Kelly is with us from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah. So Sis is in Italy.
Yes.
That's why she's not here.
She's living her best life.
Oh, boy.
I know.
She's going to come back spoiled.
Come back spoiled? I'm just kidding, Sherry. I know you're listening.
She's listening. Let's see. Oh, it's like in the afternoon over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was texting me in my sleepy time. I was like, what are you doing?
So we expect a lot of pictures.
Yes. Sherry. We want lots of pictures.
Of plants, of course.
Yeah. All of the beauty.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's quickly get to Jeremy before the top of the hour here. Jeremy, good morning. What do you got a question for Kelly?
Yes, sir. Two, actually, if I could.
Sure.
One, I just planted 2 weeks ago 3 8-foot rows of beets from seed. Did I do that too early, or am I okay?
Oh, beet seeds? No, you might have been a little bit too early, but we're heading into the season, so if they're sprouting, you should be fine.
Okay, wonderful. Second question, I had a 10-foot by 10-foot corner of my yard that had elephant ears in it. And one of your garden line partners a few weeks ago told me the only way to get it out is to dig out the bulbs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, top five worst jobs I've ever taken on.
It's not easy, is it?
That is not fun. Yeah. No.
It is not. And, you know, some of them were half the size of a football.
I was going to say, they can get really large. Yeah that's some hard work.
Those aren't bad. It's just you got to get every little, like a half the size of a pea. You got to get those out. Or
that's right.
Back.
Yep. But now you have
anyway,
less.
Anyway, I'm going to put that back in with some plumeria that I have in pots.
Okay.
And it's pretty wet. It's not mud, but it is wet and it stays wet.
Okay.
What would I need? What kind of soil do I need to grow, to not kill the plumeria so that my wife doesn't kill me?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, plumeria like it dry. So I would suggest leaving them in the pots sitting in that area. I'd like just go bigger pots because I don't know that there's anything you could do besides building that up to a ridiculous height to make it drain well enough for your plumeria.
Okay, so just put the pots in that area.
In the bed, yeah. Just make it look pretty. Maybe plant some smaller things that can take the wet, you know, little annual things or something to keep it pretty around it, or a ground cover.
Beautiful. Thank you for the information.
Sure.
You folks have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate the call at 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros, making gardening funner. Like that.
Wow.
And we have Anita. We're going to talk to her coming up here on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.